This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. government advisors have recommended COVID booster shots for millions of Americans, but expressed skepticism that the extra shots will slow the pandemic. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Advisors to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control say boosters should be offered to people 65 and older, nursing home residents, and those ages 50 to 64 with underlying health problems, with a provision for younger adults at health risk. But the panel decided against extra shots for healthy healthcare workers. Dr. Pablo Sanchez.
We have a really effective vaccine, and it's like saying that it's not working, and it is.
And Dr. Helen Talbot says getting everyone vaccinated is the answer, not giving boosters to those already protected.
I feel like we're putting lipsticks on frogs. Like, this is not going to solve the pandemic.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
While the U.S. and other nations contemplate coronavirus booster shots, leaders of African countries have called for wider distribution of vaccines. AP's Jennifer King reports.
Speaking at the UN's annual meeting, African leaders denounced vaccine inequity, including Namibian President Hage Geingob.
Vaccine apartheid has resulted in significant disparities.
The president of Tanzania, Samia Suluhu Hassan, says the level of vaccine inequity seen by African countries is appalling.
Most of our countries have inoculated less than 2% of our populace and thus seek more vaccines for our people. Other countries about to roll out the third dose.
The Director General of the World Health Organization says only about 15% of promised donations of vaccines have been delivered. He says they need 2 billion doses right away to achieve a target of 40.